This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We are coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, and we love it when you get in on the conversation for Lay Link. So send us a text on 0427 Joy 949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. Hello over there, Basha.
Hello, Tiana.
How are you going?
Good, how are you?
This show, of course, it does have two hosts, so I should say hello.
Well, it would be nice, yes. You know, unless you'll be very silent. I'll be silent all show, you know.
We don't like it when you're silent.
No, we could get some complaints.
And people are quite a fan of your laugh.
Yes.
What have we got coming up on tonight's show?
We're going to talk about, do gay people change their names when they get married?
This one's, it's going to be interesting. I want to know what people do because there's so many different kinds, but we'll discuss that later. What else have we got coming up?
We're going to talk season three, the real L word.
We are. And the ladies from season three, Whitney and Sara, are currently in Australia.
They are. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well.
And also we're talking about public displays of affection. How much is too much?
And we're going to be talking about bush maintenance.
You seem to hesitate.
I wasn't sure, you know, if I should say that at this hour, but you know.
We are going to be talking, do you wax, do you shave? We want to know because we're nosy and we can ask. Now, and of course, toward the end of the show, I should say, we're going to have a Melbourne events listing for our listeners.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be an interesting show.
Now, there's something pretty cool coming up.
Well, it's currently running at the moment.
It is currently running in Adelaide, the Adelaide Feast Festival.
That is correct.
So what can you tell me about the Adelaide Feast Festival, Basha?
Well, it began in 97.
1997?
Yes. Well, yeah, not
1897?
No.
1997?
Would have been a different feast festival back then. And it was brought about by a group of, you know, sort of arts and community culture workers, you know, people that wanted to bring out that side of their area and merge that with the gay and lesbian community in Adelaide.
So this is a major event on the festival calendar in South Australia, and it's an incorporated organisation that's governed by a board of management consisting of arts industry professionals, business people and community members.
It is, and it's one of the top four queer festivals in Australia alongside the Perth Pride Festival, Melbourne Midsummer, of course, and the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. So it's up there.
It's right up there.
It is right up
there. It's right up there. So what can you tell us that's really cool and personal to us about the Feast Festival?
Well, we're actually going to be doing a live broadcast from the Feast Festival, aren't we?
We are.
We're a little bit excited.
Okay, we're a lot excited.
And nervous.
We are going to be heading over to the lovely, lovely Adelaide City of Churches, I've heard, to, you know, partake in this beautiful Joy outside broadcast. So it's going to be really exciting. What date will that be happening?
The 25th of November.
That is correct.
Sorry, I'm thinking, yes, 24th, 25th. Yes.
You and I have to get on a plane to go over there, so I'm hoping you'll remember what date it is.
No, that I remember.
Gosh.
But the great thing is they're celebrating their Sweet 16.
Oh,
isn't
that
cute?
Lovely.
I know.
A little bit of information about where Joy will be doing their outside broadcast. It will be at the Feast Festival Picnic, which they have on the Sunday over there, the 25th of November, as we said. A little bit of information. There'll be food stalls on site. You can have BYO drinks or you can hit the Picnic Garden Bar. So it's going to be centrally located, I've been told, so that everybody can get to it. And they're going to be creating their own garden picnic for everybody to be in, which is a very large space.
Well, last year, approximately 48,000 people attended the Feast Festival and another 40,000 tuned into the live broadcast from Joy.
Well, that's fantastic.
I know. So,
and now I'm even more nervous.
I know. I read that and went, oh, no.
It is confidence all the way over here with Basha and Tiana, as you can tell. We are very excited to be joining Joy for the outside broadcast at the Adelaide Feast Festival on the 25th of November, and we hope that you can join us too. If you'd like more information, you can head over to the Lay Link Facebook page by going to joy.org.au, finding our program page and linking up with us there. You're with Basha and Tiana. This is our show, Lay Link, on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Basha.
Tian.
How are you going?
Good.
Good.
We did this already.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, it's good to know you're good. Look, if you want to send us a text, you can do so by SMSing 0427JOY949 or even emailing at onair@joy.org.au.
Yes, now we've been talking about the Feast Festival and the fact that Joy will be doing a live broadcast.
Which is very exciting.
And the even more exciting part is that you and I are going to be part of
We get to be there.
Said by broadcast. So that'll be great.
It's exciting.
And yes, we are going to talk about The Real L Word Season 3 and PDAs. How much is too much? But now we want to talk about, do gay people change their names when they get married?
Now, there are a lot of different ways that people go about this when they get married. When they are both heterosexual and homosexual. Doesn't matter. People do it all different ways. Some people keep their names.
Yes.
Some people change it up completely. Some people make a weird mixture of the two.
Yes.
I could try it, but I don't think it would work for me.
No.
But this is really interesting. You've got some information here.
Well, you sent me this link to the Gay Manners website, which I thought was very entertaining. And he's been asked about the fact that, do gay couples, change their name? And what is the traditional thing to do? And so he's discussing that predominantly customs to date for same-sex couples that, they keep his or her name, but this by no means is it, for everybody. So depending on each person, each individual outcome, people decide what they want to do and what they feel comfortable with, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting here. He outlines that, in his opinion, there's four basic options that are available. You can have no change. So he's saying that Frank Roberts and Mac Stacio simply stay Frank Roberts and Mac Stacio with no patriarchal default, no weight of history or tradition. This is what most same-sex couples choose to do. The downside is that you don't have the instant family identity that sharing a surname confers. Do you agree with that?
I agree with, yes, that they're not sharing the surname. So, in that respect, yes, it's okay. But then when kids are brought into the mix, then it sort of starts that whole hyphenating the name. And then you end up with these extremely long names. And eventually you just drop one of them. So, make sure your name's always first when you're hyphenating your surnames, because you will always drop the second name.
That's true.
And if you're like me and have a ridiculously long surname, yeah, no hyphenating here.
My partner and I both have ridiculously long surnames. And to hyphenate those, it sounds good when you put it together, but
it's a mouthful,
and I don't think it would fit on a credit card. I'm just saying.
No, I think you'd need like two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two credit cards.
Or
maybe like
one
an
name.
Extra long one.
Yeah, just a little extra bit just to fit the name.
Yeah,
no, that wouldn't work.
Look, we do want to know, of course, what you have done if you've gotten married, or in this country, unmarried, as they call it. And you can do so by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or even emailing at onair@joy.org.au. Because I'm curious, some of the names that people have come up with, that's the one that gets me. Or even if you're sitting at home or in the car and you're having a bit of fun thinking, my surname with my partner's surname would make this. And if it's hilarious, we especially want to know.
Yes, please let us know.
Now, what's the next one that we've got here?
What's the hyphenate names, which we've already sort of...
Oh, well, we've already sort of covered that, haven't we?
We've sort of covered that.
Yeah. Okay, well, the next one on the list is one partner takes the other's name.
Yes.
So, I suppose here they're sort of saying that, whichever surname sounds better, the other person should take that name.
Possibly, but... In doing some further reading, I found that in some cases the judgments come in. So people may be feeling that, if you're taking on your partner's name, it's because maybe your family doesn't support you and that's why you've chosen to take in your partner's name on and things like that. So people bring in all these different meanings and misconceptions into the reason as to why you choose your partner's name or why they chose your name. It's really silly, It's a name. Get over it, people. Just accept it.
All right, calm down, Basha.
Sorry.
Okay, you can choose a brand new name is the fourth option. Now, I don't know. Since I was a little girl, I have been sounding out my partner's last names with my name to make sure they sounded okay. If they didn't sound okay, then I just wasn't interested for some reason. Call me crazy, but that's how I am. Anyway, so for me, creating a whole new name, it's just, that kind of blows my mind. My name doesn't go with many names.
No.
How that goes with any names.
But I like your surname. It's a cool surname.
Oh, yeah. It's very Irish, yeah.
Yeah, it is, but it's a cool surname.
What else do they go on to say here?
Well, he's just talking about the fact that, so you can just create this completely new name and just have it that then everyone calls you that, which is sort of unusual because then, both of you, I guess, are in a different situation because you've just now picked this completely oblivious name that has some maybe special meaning to you as a couple. And... you've now got to explain this to everyone and change everything. So I don't know. I can't tell you, I love my surname. Like, it reminds me of my dad, but it's long.
It's very long. Look, we do want to hear your opinion. And if you've got a mixed up surname, we might share a few with you a little bit later on. Sorry. Would you like to share something?
Well, no, because I just found this article in the paper the other day in the Herald Sun.
I love it when you do that.
I know. And it was quite funny because you sent me this thing about you wanted to talk about this. And they're talking about a new trend in America. It's called surname blending. And it's now taking off in Britain. So you've got Mr. and Mrs. Puffing.
And Puffin.
This is Puffin.
Puffin.
And this is Mr. Pug and Miss Griffin. So they've merged their two names to create one name, you know. So
Puffin.
So, yeah. And it's cute. And it's sort of taking on. And so people are doing it. And, you know, in the UK and even, you know, you can do that through Depol. In Australia, you can do that. You just pay, I think, $15 and you can just change your name to whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah, it's not really that hard.
I've always wanted to be a Lucy.
A Lucy?
Yes.
You don't look like a Lucy.
No?
No.
Basha and Lucy?
No,
no,
I sound like, yeah, we sound like a 40s sitcom.
Probably would,
hey,
actually.
Lucy.
Gosh, all right. Look, it is very interesting, this meshing idea. Now, if I tried to mesh mine with my partner, I'd end up with Mac Patrick.
It sounds like a chain.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Mac Patrick Pharmaceuticals, maybe?
Yeah, something, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Mac Patrick Landscaping.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like a political party or something. It sounds a bit weird.
Mac Patrick running for office. All right, look, you are with Basha and Tian. You can get in on the conversation by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or emailing at onair@joy.org.au. Now, welcome back to Lee Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. If you want to get in on the conversation, which you can do, you can send us an SMS on 0427JOY949 or you can email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, before the break.
Yes, we were talking about, you know, do gay people change their names when they get married?
Yes.
And how do they do that? So would they then merge the two names, keep each individual, make a mashup so you get like your Brangelina type name, or would you just create a whole new name?
So I've been doing a couple of mashups with a little investigatory prowess in there,
okay,
as well. Okay, so just a little bit of fun, and you might want to send in some of your own if you're feeling a little bit inventive today.
And if you'd like to complain, send in an SMS as
you
well.
You can also do that, yes. Okay, so now Jones and Smith, last names, could become Smines.
Okay.
Yeah. Burn and White could become, wait for it, Wine.
Oh, well, that's good. I like that.
Wine. Okay. Clifton and Mole could be the Moltons. Thompson and Clark could be Clarkson.
Yeah, that's okay.
That works.
Yeah.
Right? And the last one, which will lead us nicely into our next topic, Whitney Mixter and Sada Betancourt, who have gotten married recently over in the wonderful Los Angeles in the US of A. Mixter and Betancourt, I've got Mixed Court, but the grand finale, you could just call them Better. Whitney Better and Sada Better.
Why? Because they're better together? Or?
They are better together.
Well, there
they're
you
a beautiful
go.
Couple. So there you go. That's my attempt at humour. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm laughing so much that I can't speak.
Yeah, it kind of fell on deaf ears, didn't it?
A little bit.
Anyway.
But it was a nice effort. I appreciate your effort.
Yeah, thanks. okay. A bit earlier we were talking as well about the Adelaide Feast Festival, which is happening on the, well, it's currently happening now. However, we're going to be over there for a live broadcast straight from Adelaide on the 25th of November. So tune in for that one. It's going to be fantastic.
It is.
You can find more details, I'm sure, by heading over to joy.org.au and finding our program page where you can link up with us on social media. We will information you all week long until we get there.
Will we?
Well, we'll try.
Okay. Good. You will.
I'll do my best. What can I say?
I'm the research gal, remember?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes, remember that.
Didn't mean to make you change your station.
I know.
Okay. Now, of course, the real L Word season 3 is over and done. We've seen what happened. And if you didn't see what happened, I'm probably about to ruin it for you. Sada Betancourt and Whitney Mixter did get married.
Woohoo!
It was beautiful.
You actually saw the wedding?
I have actually seen the wedding, yes.
Okay,
it is fantastic. I wasn't there in person because
you know,
invitation got lost in the mail.
Yeah, I think she ban you from her website or she unfriended
like
you or something?
I don't know what the story was. Yeah, I think she changed her Facebook
page.
Yeah,
you
to
keep telling yourself that.
Whatever, okay.
She unfriended you.
It's possible. I am annoying. Now, It is actually quite, it was quite a beautiful wedding. I did see it on there.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a bit of a clip to show you some of their vows and things as well to let you listen to if you did miss it. But we're excited because they're currently in the country.
They are.
Which is fantastic.
Courtesy of Lick Entertainment.
Yes, they're here for a bit of a promo tour.
Yes.
On the east coast of Australia.
Mm.
So that's really exciting to have them in the country. A big welcome, ladies. Welcome
hello,
to our
ladies.
Shores. Welcome back, because they have been here before.
They have.
They were here last year.
They were, and they loved it so much they decided to come back.
That's just the way it is.
I know.
The, you know, US imports we get.
Yeah.
They don't want to leave.
Because Australia's cool.
It is.
You it's come amazing. Here and you want to stay here forever.
Look, we will play this clip here from the season 3 finale of Whitney and Sada's wedding.
I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of Sada and Whitney to welcome you here this beautiful afternoon on this God-given day when they have chosen to join their lives together. So if you'll take left hand to left hand, love begins in one heart and it is met in another. So as you speak these words, remember that they must go from your heart to your heart and return again. Whitney.
Sada, in front of you and in front of all of these people that we hold dearest, I promise you this. I promise to start each day looking into your eyes with the same gratitude and appreciation as I have now. I promise to make our marriage something of evolution and adventure, so together we can both grow and experience the world to its fullest potential. I promise to hold you in stressful times and in times of joy, even when both of our fiery personalities tell us otherwise. Last but not least, I promise to get the best rocking chairs known to man so that when we're 80, or when you're slightly younger than 80, we can watch the sunset together and smile back at this day. I love you.
I love you.
Whitney. Whitney, I love you. You are my best friend and my soulmate. I promise to always respect you, to encourage and laugh with you, to wake up every morning as we do now and express how grateful I am to be in your presence, and to smother you almost to the point that you can't breathe. I promise to try and let you leave my side at times, even if just a day can seem unbearable. I will help you with the laundry and be mindful to separate colors. I even promise to learn to fold the bottom sheet.
I love you so much.
But most of all, I promise to be honest and loyal to you. As your friend, family, and other half, I love you.
Can I not kiss you? I love you.
Take each other's hands. Whitney, will you take Sada's rings, please, and place it on her left ring finger?
With this ring, I take you to be my beloved wife. I will love you and honor you, cherish and respect you from this day forward.
With these rings, I take you to be my beloved wife. I will love you and honor you, cherish and respect you from this day forward.
The harder they go on, the harder they come off. Just remember that. It is with great pride and profound honor that I do now pronounce you a loving, long-term, committed, married couple. Would you like to kiss her now? Okay.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Basha and Tian, Leylink, on Joy 94.9.
Well, welcome back to Leylink here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We were just listening to a clip from the Real L Word wedding of Whitney and Sada. Ah, beautiful.
You got all teary there.
I did not.
You did.
Okay, I'm a little bit Disney romance, but you can't.
You did
know.
Get teary.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, moving on. We are very happy to have them in the country, of course. It's very exciting.
It is.
It's very exciting. So we just decided we will play a little bit of the season finale from the season 3.
Yes, you've just spoiled it for everyone who hasn't watched season 3, like myself.
If they hadn't heard yet, then I don't know where they've been.
Okay, I've heard, but you know. I did like their vows.
So you knew it was happening, but you still tease me about playing it.
No, no, because, like, you know, I like the fact that they actually showed the wedding, because who was it, Nikki and...
Jill.
Yeah, we had to wait for the Expedia commercial to see their wedding.
That is correct.
You know, we couldn't get to see their wedding. So it's nice they actually showed their wedding on the show. It's like, yes, thank you. We appreciate that, you know. We get invested in this relationship and then you just leave us hanging. It's like, great, thanks.
Okay, it's good to hear you get invested in...
I know.
...reality TV relationships. Now, if you would like to possibly see the lovely Whitney and Sada while they're in Australia, you can head over to joy.org.au, find our program page Laylink, and link up with us on social media. We'll be sharing all the details. It's Brisbane this weekend, Sydney next weekend, and Melbourne the weekend after that, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, they're going to be at Lick, and then they're doing a...
They're doing an up-close and personal meet and greet thingy on the Sunday.
They are, so you can just Melbourne. Sit there and chat with them.
It should be nice.
We should be cute.
But we can't be there.
No, because we're in Adelaide.
We're in Adelaide for the Feast Festival. So you should definitely tune into the Feast Festival. Okay.
But yes.
I've covered all my bases now.
I did like their vows.
Their vows are very sweet.
But there was no mention of ironing. She said she was going to wash, she was going to separate, and she was going to fold her clothing, but she didn't iron.
I think, Barsha, you're in the minority when it comes to the ironing. Just throwing that out there. We don't iron in our household, and our clothes look fine. Don't look at this current outfit. I'm a little bit mismatched today, all right? Don't even talk about it.
Well, okay, we won't go there. You got to iron. Iron isn't important. It's an important thing.
A little bit of a recap of season 3, The Real L Word. What did we see happen?
I haven't seen season 3, so don't ask me what we saw happen. I haven't actually watched season 3 yet.
Why not?
Because I haven't. Okay. I'm still in the middle of season 2.
All right. Well, they were bi-coastal, so they had Los Angeles and Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. They had a group in each one. Romy was back. We also had Kelsey return. We had the band Hunter Valentine based in Brooklyn, and we followed their crazy antics around. And, of course, they had a Dinah Shore weekend as well, and everybody got involved. There was a little bit of naughtiness happening between Whitney, Sada and Lauren, was it? I think it was Lauren. Anyway.
Interesting.
It was naughty. And I will get you the episode so you can watch it.
All right, good.
It's quite entertaining to watch. Just that bit on repeat.
Okay.
In slow motion.
Yeah, I know, because you have certain episodes that you watch on repeat of The Real L Word. I believe it was one of the ones in season 2.
Really? Was it season 2 or season 1?
Season 1.
Episode 7.
See, how do I even know that? Because you just kept telling me, watch this episode.
So hot. Anyway. Yeah, I just like to see the other way that, you know, the way that people, anyway. Watching porn, I love it. All right.
You know, there are websites you can go to.
I know, but this is more entertaining. Because you can connect with the people.
Really? Is that what you like? Okay.
Moving on. We're making it out to sound like I'm some terrible, terrible person, but I'm not.
But you did get teary. But you did get teary during the vows, so you know.
Yeah, that's because I'm a sucker for romance.
Yeah.
I am.
And they did both look very nice.
They looked really pretty.
I like that she was wearing a nice suit.
Yeah, I like the suit and the boots. You didn't see the boots.
No,
During the song, I'll show you the shoes. I'll show you the shoes.
Me and shoes, come on. That's my middle name.
Calm down.
Oh, God. Stay calm, everybody. I want to see the shoes.
Stay calm. Okay. Gosh, it's getting bad. Look, there was a lot of very interesting things that happened in season 3. I could go into them, but why bother? I'm throwing the paper away. You are listening to Barsha and Tian. This is our show, Laylink on Joy. Welcome back to Laylink. You're with Tian and Barsha on Joy 94.9. If you'd like to send us an SMS, you can do so by going and typing in the following numbers, 0427 and letters Joy and 949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au.
That was lovely.
Thank you.
You were lost for words there, weren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Because you're shining bright like a diamond.
I'm shining bright like a diamond. Mm. I really like that song.
I'm really liking Rihanna, but yes, that song is growing on me.
Now, of course, we have been talking tonight about the Adelaide Feast Festival. Mm-hmm. We've also been talking about, do gay people change their name when they get married? We had some very interesting mashups that I wrote down that weren't that funny, but I shared them anyway. We also, just before the break, we're talking about The Real L Word Season 3 and the fact that Sada Betancourt and Whitney Mixter are currently in Australia doing a bit of a promo tour along the East Coast. Brisbane this weekend, Sydney next, and Melbourne the weekend after that, I think.
Correct.
It is, which will also coincide with the time that we are in Adelaide for the Feast Festival on the 25th of November for the Joy Outside broadcast.
Hmm.
How was that?
Brilliant.
Lovely.
You summed that up perfectly.
Thank you. Now, if you do want to get in on the conversation, of course, you can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. I thought I should say it again because this is an interesting topic.
PDAs. How much is too much?
Public displays of affection. Now, some people think that it's totally fine to neck your partner in public. And by neck, I don't mean the bad way. I mean, like the good way with tongue and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But some people think it's wrong. Yeah, so how much is too much for you, Basha? Are you a PDA person at all?
Not really, no.
No. Will you hold hands?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. A little kiss, yeah, is fine, but you're not going to catch me like full on making out on the side of a street or something like that. That's just... Unless it's an alley or something, but no, not in...
alley? Really?
Yes.
Okay. We're learning so much about you today.
No, not thing. And I just, I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something, but I've always just seen it, you know, I had to go to a private Catholic school. Maybe that's
where
they... I
know a lot of people from private Catholic schools that are very misbehaved. Now, PDAs for me, I don't really have a PDA register.
I don't think you do.
And when I see people who are kissing and lovey-dovey, I just get caught up in the lovey-dovey.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to tell them to get a room.
No.
Sometimes it's just too much.
No, it's romantic. It's beautiful. They're in love.
You have to pick the appropriate place. When you're in a club or a bar, cool, go for it. Do whatever you want. Go into a corner, whatever.
What about the library?
Down one of the, you know, aisles and things where the books are, yeah, okay, fair enough, but not in the middle where everyone's studying.
What about the hospital when grandma's sick?
You shouldn't be kissing your grandmother like that.
Oh, that's really gross.
I know, but you went there.
Oh, not like that.
I know.
My grandmother is in hospital at the moment.
I know.
Hi, Nan.
Hey, Fitzy. Hope you're doing well.
Hope you're okay. We love you. Now, of course, PDAs in public, you've got some information, as you always do, about every single topic. What do you have to share?
Well, you know, before we were talking about the gaymanners.com website that you directed me to.
Yes.
And he has an opinion about this as
well. We're back again.
We're back again.
Gosh, this one, he just knows all.
So his general rules are hand-holding, eye-gazing and light kissing are perfectly fine in public. Groping, tongue-kissing and touching below the waist are not.
I think I've broken every one of those rules.
I think you have, and I've been standing next to you during most of those times. So, yes, that's awkward.
Good times. Mm. Okay, now, there's a world of difference between holding your boyfriend, girlfriend's hand in a big city restaurant and in small town America. He notes two final thoughts. One, no matter what the rules, if you ever feel as though a public display may result in physical harm, restrain yourself or leave the scene.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And number two, some members of our community rely on edgy PDAs, such as public kiss-ins, as a form of political theatre, like civil disobedience. There's a legitimate time and place for these actions. Just be sure to consider the context and the safety issues. So I'm guessing he's talking about homosexual PDAs here.
He is.
And how it may not always...
Well, it is the gaymanners.com website.
Yeah, but how it may not always be safe to be affectionate with your partner in public.
Yes, that's one of the things I agree with. I remember when I was about 16, I was in a local shopping centre and there were these two young men and they were kissing in the shopping centre and they were quite happy. And it was funny to watch the reactions of the people walking past. One mother pretty much grabbed her son and pulled him away. Now, we're going back a few years, but it was just, for me, it was just interesting to see that reaction. And I felt for those two boys because I thought, you know, here they are, they're all happy and everything, and they've completely forgotten that they're anywhere, you know, that anyone's around them. And just those reactions, and I thought this is where they could get up into a very dangerous situation because they've pretty much put it out there and told everyone, hey, we're gay and this is it, you know. And I think that's what he's saying is be aware of your environment because, you know, Brunswick Street, okay, we're at home at Brunswick Street, you know, but certain parts of Melbourne, maybe not such a good idea.
No, and not necessarily appropriate either.
No. Mm. But I did find this really funny article about this guy who was writing about the fact that he was in Washington, D.C., and he saw a gay guy wearing this great T-shirt, and the slogan said, "Warning, gay man present, public displays of affection may occur." And he was walking down the street with his boyfriend holding his hand, and they were walking past a heterosexual couple that were making out on the bench, and the gay guy looked at the heterosexual couple and basically said, "Get a room." So, you know, I just think that that's really funny. But he said that he's got rules here. So forget the double standard.
Make sure that whatever rules you apply to PDA are the same for everyone, gay or straight. That's valid.
Yes, and he's written here, as Gandhi says, be the change you want to see in the world. So change happens when people push for it. If minorities wait for a social green light for civil rights, we'd still be sitting in the back of the bus.
Very true.
Mm.
Follow the hip mother rule.
Yeah, I agree with this one. As gay and lesbian etiquette columnist Misbehaviour says, public affection should be practiced with a sense of style. which some straight people lack. And I would agree with that. I've seen a lot of them. As you can tell by their music and hair, if you need to know what's going on over the top, you know, it's best to behave well in front, like you're going to behave in front of your mother.
Right. So in other words, you need to behave the same way with that person in public that you would behave if you were standing in front of your mother.
Yep.
Valid. Right. Also, the next one, keep PDA in perspective. Society's discomfort with gay PDA reminds me of the attitudes towards sex and violence on TV. No one gets too upset at the increased levels of violence on the small screen, but show a same-sex couple kissing and pandemonium ensues.
Yes, it's true. And I'm reminded of, was it Home and Away that then had the gay kiss? And people went insane. It was like, hold on, all they're doing is kissing.
That was the brunette police officer, right?
Yeah, she was really hot.
Yeah, she was really hot. Okay. The last rule here, stay vigilant. Sadly, we still have to be on guard as we push for equal rights. So that's recapping what we were talking about earlier.
Yes, and I think that's very important, that you've just got to be aware of where you are and, you know, we don't want people getting into trouble or into danger, you know, and just be aware of your surroundings and that, you know, if you're wanting to do this, just know where you are. And Krista wrote a great blog about this as well. You know, she wrote about the fact that, you know, her friend was suggesting that lesbians are all over each other.
Who is Krista?
Krista Burton. Do I have to, you know, Effing Dykes. Like, she's like...
Effing Dykes is a lesbian columnist blog online written by Krista Burton, which is absolutely fantastic. She helps us with our bad gay dar, one would say. So it's good for you, Basha.
Yeah, it is. And she writes really well and she tackles every issue, so, you know. And she's talking about the fact that, you know, her straight friend was telling her that lesbians are all over each other and that they are more openly affectionate than straight couples. But they were coining it to the rule that, you know, if you buy a yellow car, all of a sudden you start seeing yellow cars everywhere. And so that we're not used to seeing public displays of affection within this community because, you know, we're so unseen that then people notice it. And that's why then they start commenting and stuff. So, you know, could be interesting.
Could be interesting. Could be interesting.
Yes.
So what else have you got here? Dan Savage's column. It's called Savage Love, and it's written here, for same-sex couples, taking a lover's hand is almost never an unselfconscious choice. You have to think about where you are, whether you're safe, and you have to look. By the time you determine you're safe, you're not even sure you want to hold hands anymore. The genuine moment has passed, but you've invested so much energy and angst that now you can't not take your lover's hand. You wind up holding, and the only reason you take your lover's hand is to prove that you can. Maybe we're only extra PDA in safe places where straight people are the minority for once.
Yes, so
it's,
you know,
very true.
You know, and Krista goes on to write that lesbians are handsy. What more can she say? And we've met a lot of handsy lesbians over
the time. I like handsy lesbians. Yeah. I'm okay with handsy lesbians. Mm.
And she said that she's still on the fence, so that basically she's not sure if lesbians touch more than straight people, but we're just going to have to do many years of intense studying.
Many years of intense studying, yes. Really. All right, well, if you do want to talk to us about your PDAs and whether it's too much or too little or not too often, let us know. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Bashir and Tian. Laylink on Joy 94.9.
So what have we been talking about on the show this evening?
Well, we've been talking about the Feast Festival.
In Adelaide.
In Adelaide, and how we will be partaking in said feast.
Yes, said feast. Yes, there will be a Joy Outside broadcast on the 25th of November, that's Sunday. And what time did they say it was going to kick off?
I don't remember.
Can't remember. We'll figure it out. We'll let you know.
When we're on air, we'll know.
Yes, we'll know. It's going to be really fantastic. We'll be bringing you more information about what you can expect to hear from us on that day. And we're very excited to be attending with Joy. Well, we've also been talking about whether gay people change their name when they get married, which I shared a few mashups that I came up with.
Yeah, they were really bad. And I apologise to everyone who was annoyed by those.
I'm sorry. I'm just not that funny.
Yeah, I know. And then you've got, well, we did look at the,
gosh.
I know.
You're a charmer,
I'm the funny one. Remember that.
Okay, and, sorry. Backing off.
We talked about season 3, the real L word. And
we
the
did.
Fact that the ladies are in Australia at the moment.
Yeah, Sada Betancourt and Whitney Mixter, who just recently tied the knot, are in the country at the moment doing a promo tour on the east coast of Australia. We will be bringing you more information about that as well. However, you can head to www.lickentertainment.com.au for more information if you don't want to get it from us. However, if you do want to get from us, head to joy.org.au and you can find our program page and link up with us on social media.
And we also spoke about PDAs, public displays of affection.
Public displays of
affection. How much is too much? And, of course, our events.
And our events listing, which has been posted, as I said, up yep. on our Facebook page. So,
And up next will be Sound Museum.
Sound Museum. Mm. Yes, I'm very excited to hear what Sound Museum have got for us this week. I was talking before the show with one of the lovely hosts of that one, and he was explaining when he's got lined up, and it's pretty cool.
Mm, so stay tuned.
Yeah. Well, that's it from us this week. You have been with Tian and Basha of Laylink, and you have been on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.